So you're at ease?
Yeah, anybody got a pony they can use?
Yeah. Well,
yes, ma'am.
Good morning to you.
Way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning. The Board of Nursing regulates the education for and practice of nursing. The Board receives no general fund for its operations. Instead, the Board relies on other funds revenue from license fees and a small amount of federal funds, which subsidize the certification of nursing assistants, commonly called CNAs. The number of registered nurses graduating from Oregon schools has almost doubled in the last 4 years. A nursing professional may not practice in the state of Oregon, even temporarily, without a valid Oregon license. The Board tracks how quickly it processes applications with a long-range goal of processing 97% within 5 working days, but could only achieve 52% on time in 2002. The subcommittee approved budget packages to complete the Customer Service and Production Center and expand information technology in preparation for migrating to e-government for license renewals and verification of nurses' credentials. The subcommittee authorized restoring a limited duration position as a permanent full-time position, added one permanent database administrator, and increasing a part-time position. The number of advanced practice nursing professionals is also on the rise. In turn, the Board has an increasing need to investigate scope of practice and best practice issues and educate its licensee to ensure the ongoing quality of nursing care for Oregonians. The Board has also seen an increase in the number of nursing professionals seeking assistance from the nurse monitoring program. The subcommittee authorized adding one nursing consultant on a part-time basis. The subcommittee made technical adjustments to the Department of Administrative Services and Attorney General assessments. We allowed inflation on space rent due to a recent expansion of space, but disapproved inflation in other non-fixed costs. We also reduced merit and cost of living increases. Your subcommittee authorized a fee increase that will allow the Board to maintain services to a growing number of licensees and maintain an ending balance of about 3 months' expenditures. The package increases the biennial fee.
Well, noise down out there. We're trying to work.
The fee for certification of nursing assistants by examination will increase by $10 plus a $5 increase for renewal of nursing assistance certificate for certification by endorsement. The fee increases have been reviewed by key stakeholders who have no objections. Without
you continue reading, I'm sure you're going
to. The increase.
Here are the wrap up ones.
The Board would move into a deficit position. And finally, your committee reviewed the Board's performance measures. The Board is making satisfactory progress to meet goals, and your subcommittee approved continued use of the measure now in use. In summary, we increased the other funds expenditure limitation by 9.4% over the last biennial budget for a total other funds expenditure limitation of $7.8 million. This increase is consistent with the $7,830,468 for you asking questions. This increase is consistent with the sustained growth in licensees. The board is experiencing of approximately 6% a year. The subcommittee added 5 positions, totaling 4.75 full-time equivalents, including the restored position. Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5039 be amended and reported out with a good pass.
Thank you, Senator Carter. For those of you that showed up for work on time, do you have any questions or discussion? House is under a call. They're on the floor. Senator Devlin, yeah.
Can we vote half and half?
Leave them.
That's right.
Our half is voted. He can take up his
half. That's right.
But they might return the favor.
But we'll call one these days, huh?
Yeah, you guys don't get too far away. We'll go under a temporary recess, but as soon as they start showing back up, let's kick this out. We got 19 more of these things to do.
Wow.
So it's a busy, busy morning.
So we hope this is the only difficult bill they have on the floor?
Yeah, actually, this one turned out to be fine.
No, theirs.
Oh, no, Randy said they've got about 3 calls coming up this morning.
Oh, wow.
It's
going to
be a little bit of a calendar.
Here comes one. Have you checked in over on the, see what's going on over in the house? Are they all on the floor and voting?
We have had the discussion on House Bill 5039, Board of Nursing. Was there any further discussion or objection?
We recommend passage of House Bill 5039.
We need another House member. Here they are.
No, Robbie was.
It's like a blank stare down the hall.
Yes, Representative.
All right, maybe Senator Carter, could you read 5040 for us, please?
Okay, 5040.
And feel free to paraphrase.
Thank you. It's short, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 504 ratifies the fee approved by the last Legislative Assembly and adopted by the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The fees allows a nursing professional to request emeritus status for a one-time reduced fee of $20. A nurse may not use the designation REN or LPN in Oregon without a license. This emeritus status allows a nurse to retire from active practice but continue using the professional designation as an honorarium. Subcommittee on Human Services recommends House Bill 504 will be reported out and do pass this project.
Thank you.
I know.
Any discussion, questions?
Next up,
5040.
Should we just move through and have all this discussion and then vote when we get another House member?
Senate Bill 5508, Representative Morgan, would you read it?
Mr. Vice Chair.
To the few of us that are here.
Senate Bill 5508 is the appropriation bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission was authorized by the 1986 Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act and then created through an interstate compact between Oregon and Washington. The compact took effect upon ratification by the U.S. Congress. These actions established the commission as a permanent regional agency with responsibility for land use policy in the 292,000-acre National Scenic Area. The budget recommended by the Joint Committee on Ways and Means totals $581,600 in general fund, with an additional $50,000 special purpose appropriation to the E-Board for the Commission. The recommended budget represents a 15% reduction from the Governor's proposed level. The Interstate Compact requires Oregon and Washington to equally share Commission operating costs. When combined with the State of Washington approved funding, the recommended budget supports approximately 6.63 FTE, all employees of Washington. The recommended budget includes a total of $559,056 for the joint operating programs as Oregon's share of the Commission's budget. The budget also includes expenses for the 6 Gorge Commissioners from Oregon with an appropriation of $21,660. The recommended budget provides an additional $50,000 for the operating program as a special purpose appropriation to the E-Board, pending a report on a work plan and schedule addressing permit processing timelines, adjudication processes and timelines, revising guidelines addressing the definition of visual subordinate finishes, colors, and reflectivity of surfaces, and implementing a fee schedule to recover operational expenses from Klickitat County in Washington for failure to adopt ordinances to implement the National Scenic Area Act. The Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends the bill be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Senate Bill 5508, any further discussion? Representative Krieger.
Mr. Vice Chair, I'll be a no on that vote. Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. All right, any other discussion or objection?
Does that give you enough House members?
Moving on to the next one.
Well, we can go back.
We have to go back
to the other one.
All right. 5039, we had the discussion, the reading and discussion. Would anybody else have any further questions on 5039? Any objections? Okay. Hearing none, so ordered. House Bill 5040.
Give enough people.
Any further discussion? Any objections to 5040? So ordered. 5518, Employment Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 5518 is the budget bill for the Employment Department. The department administers unemployment insurance, provides employment services, regulates child care, and oversees the central hearings panel. The agency is funded primarily with federal funds, including Federal Unemployment Tax Act funds, Wagner-Payser funds, and the Child Care Development Fund. Sources of the department's other fund revenues include interest, regulatory fees, taxes, and contracts. The department also receives general fund dollars for child care regulatory activities. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $2.2 billion. Over 83% of the budget is for non-limited unemployment insurance benefits payment. The general fund portion of the budget is 14.5% below the legislatively adopted level for the 2001-03 biennium. Unemployment rates in Oregon continue to be some of the highest in the country, which in turn creates additional workload for the Employment Department. For this reason, the subcommittee restored 7 positions on a limited duration basis for caseload increases. The governor's budget reduced these positions based on economic forecasts available at that time. More recent forecasts indicate a slower-than-expected recovery of the economy in Oregon. The subcommittee approved 3 new positions on a limited duration basis to increase the fraud control efforts of collecting overpayments of unemployment benefits. The subcommittee also approved the use of $4 million of federal READ Act money to expand the telephone initial claims call centers, with the request DAS will unschedule these funds, pending a detailed report to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology and the Emergency Board on the expansion of these centers. According to federal regulations, the full legislature must approve the use of READ Act funds. We recommend Senate Bill 5518 be amended and reported out as a due pass.
Employment Department, any further discussion? Any objections to Senate Bill 5518? Hearing none, so ordered. Betsy, are you okay with the Gorge Commission 5508?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, so reopen the work session on 5508. We have a one objection, Representative Krieger.
Chair, I'll be a courtesy yes.
And Representative Butler is a courtesy yes. Okay. Hearing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 5529, Library. Representative Smith, would somebody grab that one?
Tootie, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, I'll read it for her. Is that what you need?
Mm-hmm.
I could amend it, make it real short here.
Yeah, be fine.
The Oregon State Library provides information services to Oregon State government, reading materials to blind and print disabled, and provides grants and other assistance to improve local library service for all of Oregon. Subcommittee approved a budget of $13,044,818 total funds. This represents a 0.5% reduction from the governor's balanced budget. The general fund budget approved by the committee was $2,635,879, a decrease of 19.6% from the governor's budget. The budget funds the ready-to-read grant programs to local libraries at about $0.83 per child per year, the same as the governor's budget. The subcommittee made technical adjustments to the Department of Administrative Services assessments, the Attorney General rate, inflation, and employee compensation freeze for a total reduction of $120,562. The subcommittee also eliminated two vacant librarian positions, two full-time equivalent, for a reduction of $294,052 other funds. The subcommittee used a portion of the agency other funds ending balance as a one-time fund shift to fund the administrative services program. The fund shift results in a reduction to the general fund of $438,237 and the administrative service program being funded with assessment revenues. The subcommittee approved a one full-time equivalent position for the continuance of the Oregon Governor Search Engine for a total of $124,400 other funds. The subcommittee approved the budget implications of Senate Bill 12. There is a net charge for the agency's federal funds budget. However, shifting the funding of the management position resulting in a net savings of $124,978 general fund. An increase of $470,000 other funds revenue will be collected from the local libraries to pay their share of the fund from the budget. The subcommittee increased other fund expenditure limitation by $470,000 to allow them to spend this revenue on licensing costs. These charges are contingent on the passage of Senate Bill 12. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5529 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Krieger, for the short version. Senate Bill 5529. Any further discussion? Any objection? Hearing none. So ordered. 5531, did Susan, you grab that? Representative Morgan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5531 is the budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The Long-Term Care Ombudsman recruits and trains volunteer ombudsmen that work with paid staff to identify, investigate, and resolve complaints made by or on behalf of Oregon's long-term care residents, monitor the implementation of all federal, state, and local laws, rules, or policies as they affect long-term care facility residents, participate in efforts to promote quality care and ensure the residents' rights as citizens, advocate for systems changes that promote and protect the rights and interests of long-term care residents. The subcommittee approved a budget of $2,013,985 total funds and 8.0 full-time equivalent positions. This is a reduction to the governor's balance budget of $31,088. The reductions include $18,120 for the statewide salary freeze, $726 to lower attorney general charges, $5,053 for reduction in DAS assessment charges, and $7,189 to reflect the elimination of inflationary adjustments. There were no vacancies for the subcommittee to review. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5531 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Senate Bill 5531. Obviously, we have some discussion. Anybody have a question?
Got mine answered.
Any further discussion? Any objections? Ombudsman. Hearing none? So ordered. Bless you.
Thank you.
Water Resources Department, 5546.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Senate Bill 5546 is the budget bill for the Water Resources Department. The Department and Water Resources Commission sets water policy for the state, manages water resources, issues water rights, monitors stream flows, inspects dams, and works cooperatively with other groups to address Oregon's water supply needs. The general fund supports approximately 70% of the department's budget. The remaining is primary other funds consisting of fees and charges for services. Federal funds comprise less than 5% of the budget. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends a budget of $28.8 million total funds and 140.21 FTE. The budget consists of $19.1 million general fund, which is 17.6 below the 2013 legislative adopted level, $7.5 million other funds, and $359,103 federal funds. The budget is 4.3% below the governor's balance budget. The general fund portion of the budget is 11.6% below the governor's budget. The subcommittee recommended budget adjustments to lower hourly rates for attorney general charges, the lower rates for department administrative services assessments, salary fees, and inflation adjustments were also made. The budget includes a one-time $2 million fund shift of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds to replace general fund for activities the department performs related to the Oregon Plan. Limited duration positions were continued for the Klamath Basin adjudication effort to reduce the backlog of water right transfer applications and for data entry into the groundwater database. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5541 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Senate Bill 5546, is that what you meant to say?
Yes, he did.
Any further, further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none? So ordered. Other bills, Senate Bill 12, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Senate Bill 12 establishes a new federally funded program to provide grants and other assistance for statewide licensing of electronic databases for libraries. The new program is funded by eliminating the current net lender program that reimburses libraries that lend more than they borrow from other Oregon libraries. The subcommittee shifted a management position currently shared by the Talking Books and Braille Services Program and the Library Development Program to the Library Development Program. The position will be funded with federal funds, and fund shift results in a net savings of $124,978 general fund. The subcommittee eliminated that general fund from the budget. The subcommittee increased an administrative support position from 0.75 to 1.0 full-time equivalent in order to assist with increased workload. The increase has no net change to the agency's federal funds budget. The subcommittee approved other funds revenue of $470,000 to be collected from local libraries for their share of the estimated database licensing costs for the 0305 biennium. The subcommittee also increased the agency's other funds expenditure limitation by this amount in order to allow them to spend this revenue on licensing costs. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 12 be reported out due pass.
Senate Bill 12. Discussion, objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Hey, how about you guys take your packet with you? We'll read them down here, and you guys read them while you're coming along, if you wouldn't mind.
We've already read.
We've done our homework.
All right. We'll read them then, and you guys be ready to hit the brakes when you come back. That's okay. All right. Senate Bill 190, Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 190 authorizes the Board of Maritime Pilots to use hearing officers from the Public Utility Commission rather than the hearing officer panel to conduct rate proceedings. The Board is authorized to assess the cost of the hearing to the parties subject to the hearing. The authority to assess these costs was inadvertently eliminated when the Board statutes were amended in 1993. This bill reestablishes the authority consistent with current practice. The subcommittee considered an amendment requiring the board to use the hearing officer panel. It should be noted that permitting the Board of Maritime Pilots to use an alternative hearing officer for the technical rate-setting proceedings does not undermine the support for using the hearing officer panel for most administrative hearing needs. And I would note that we went to the PUC because they know how to set rates. The number of hearings and expenditures for the rate proceedings are unpredictable, but expenditures have ranged from $18,000 to $84,000 in the last few biennia. If a rate hearing is held during the interim, the board and the PUC can request an increase in expenditure limitation from the emergency board. Mr. Chair, the Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 190 to be reported out due pass.
And thank you for that unscripted note.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
It just was getting too technical. We needed it.
Senate Bill 287, Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Senate Bill 287 provides grant funds awarded through the Department of Education for school districts and community groups to run summer food programs. The grants will target districts that have 85% or more of their students eligible for free or reduced price lunches. The bill appropriates $49,000 general fund to the department for the grants. The department will identify another general fund source in its budget that will be reallocated to this grant program. Senate Bill 287 also directs each local commission on children and families to discuss with its school districts the coordination and provision of summer food service programs. The department is directed to convene an advisory group to study summer food service programs. This work will be incorporated into current activities, and no additional expenditures are expected. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 287 be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you, Senator Gordley. House Bill 21. I'm sorry.
Technicality, I'd just like to point out that this summary was not signed. And I don't know if it should be before we vote on them or not, what the process is. Signed by the chair.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Everybody's okay? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
House Bill 2153, Senator Winters.
Thank you. Oregon Immunization Alert is a statewide childhood immunization information system. Alert was developed to achieve complete and timely immunization of all children in Oregon, particularly in the age group most at risk, birth through 2 years. A major barrier to reaching this goal is the continuing difficulty of keeping immunization records accurate and up to date. Alert addresses this problem by linking children's immunization records, even if a child receives immunization from more than one health care provider in Oregon. Alert will merge the immunization information from all providers to create a complete and current record for the child. Immunization from other states will contribute to the efforts to immunize children in Oregon on time and reduce the occurrence of vaccine-preventable diseases. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2153 be reported out with the due pass.
2153. Any discussion? House Bill 2193, Representative T. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Current law requires a straightforward petition.
Health is on the way.
Shameless. Current law requires the State Board of Education, either the Legislative Assembly or the Emergency Board, to approve changes in community college district boundaries or establishment of new community college districts. House Bill 2193 removes the Emergency Board from the approval process. Under this bill, the establishment of a new community college or a district boundary change would have to be approved by the State Board of Education and by the full Legislative Assembly. The Emergency Board's authorities are limited in the state constitution. The constitution does not specifically grant the Emergency Board authority to approve district boundary changes. House Bill 2193 therefore conforms boundary change laws to the constitution. Legislative oversight of boundary changes, however, is maintained. Your Education Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2193 reported out with a due pass recommendation.
You are too much.
House Bill 2193. Any questions?
I missed part of that.
You should be ready for all.
House Bill 2244, Senator Winters.
Save the day.
Oh, we're having a good time.
It's kind of like washing dishes. If you break one, you never have to wash dishes again.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Pass me a 20.
That's what you missed.
Oregon Immunization Alert is a statewide childhood immunization information system. Alert was developed to help ensure that children in Oregon receive the immunization needed to reduce communicable diseases, regardless of where they receive their immunization. This is a companion bill to the one we heard earlier. Tracking immunization is the statewide alert registry helps Oregon's health care providers, health plans, schools, hospitals, and parents achieve statewide goals related to immunizing children and adolescents. Currently, there is no required long-term sustainable funding source for the private sector portion of ALERT. House Bill 2244 establishes a fee for those requesting services from ALERT but not voluntarily contributing. The fee will provide a long-term sustainable funding source for part of the $250,000 per year needed from the private sector. The balance would be collected from voluntary contributions and matched with Medicaid dollars through OMAP. The Department of Human Services Health Services will fund the public sector portion of ALERT. The subcommittee amended House Bill 2244 to, one, specify that the immunization registry may be used as a vaccination tracking system in preparation for a potential catastrophic disease threat, two, to include persons of any age, and three, that vaccination records may be shared with authorized users of the registry. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2244 be amended and reported out with the due pass as amended.
Question? Thank you, Senator Winters. House Bill 2268, Representative Krieger.
Vice Chair, House Bill 2268 increases the statutory fee for several water right transactions. Most water right fees were last increased in 1997, and since that time, costs for water right related service transactions have continued to increase while revenue projections have declined. The fee adjustments in this bill will ensure adequate resources to handle existing and increasing workloads and demand for water to support economic and environmental activities throughout Oregon. The bill also increases the well construction start card fees, which will also allow continued support of a statewide well inspection program. The Natural Resources Subcommittee, along with the House Water Committee, had concerns over the levels of the fee increases. The subcommittee recommends the bill be amended to reduce the fee increases to a level sufficient to provide adequate cash flow for the programs for which the fees are established. The reduced levels are a result of the department and the constituents working together to arrive at the proposed solution. Because the fee increases in this bill have been reduced some significantly, the fees will be reevaluated by the 2005 legislature during the budget hearings. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2268 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
2268, any discussion, question, any objections to this bill? Hearing none. So ordered. If we could go back up to the top of the page, Senate Bill 190. Did anything come up in your trek to the House floor, House members?
I think we all like that.
All right. Hearing none, Senate Bill 190. So ordered. Senate Bill 287. Objections? So ordered. House Bill 2153. So ordered.
House Bill 2193.
We like that one, too.
House Bill 2244. Everybody okay with that? No objection. So ordered. All right, Senator Gordley, House Bill 2522.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. House Bill 2522 does two things. One, it accomplishes the transfer of flying pigs from the State Commission on Children and Families to the Department.
Shh. He didn't do that.
It's the sideboard. They
don't even care. Senator Devlin?
Yes.
Patrick, I need to...
Oh, okay.
Thanks. House Bill 2522 does two things, Mr. Vice Chair. One, it accomplishes the transfer of the Children's Ombudsman from the State Commission on Children and Families to the Department of Human Services, which is anticipated in the co-chairs and governor's budgets. And the Ombudsman will be renamed the Children's Advocate. The transfer involves only a shift of revenues between the agencies since the duties of the Children's Ombudsman have been performed by DHS under an interagency agreement for the past several years. Two, the bill changes how some ombudsman positions are appointed, adding the governor's concurrence of the appointment made by the department director. It also requires all persons providing agency ombudsman services to report quarterly to the governor. There are at least 10 of these positions at this time. The subcommittee heard testimony that these changes will give the ombudsman more voice with the governor. The Human Resources Subcommittee recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass.
2522. Thank you, Senator Gordley. Any discussion, objections? None so ordered. 2783. I might grab Senator Morris's if they haven't already. Thank you, Senator Devlin.
Mr. Vice Chair, I can't eliminate that. I can't simulate that voice.
Good.
House Bill 2783 expands the list of licensees, certifications, and registrations that are subject to suspension under the child support enforcement statutes and are required to have the applicant's social security number recorded on the application or renewal to include driver licenses and permits. The Department of Transportation may not knowingly disclose the social security numbers from motor vehicle records except to other government agencies for use in carrying out official functions. ODOT may not establish a fee reimbursement to the department for the cost of providing the social security numbers to a government agency. Knowingly obtaining or using a social security number from a motor vehicle record in violation of this bill's provision is a Class A misdemeanor. The subcommittee recommends the adoption of the A3 amendments, which authorize state agencies, boards, and commissions to accept a written statement from an applicant who has not been issued a social security number. Knowingly submitting a false written statement is a Class A misdemeanor. The bill was introduced in order to bring Oregon into compliance with federal requirements. Oregon receives federal funds for child and spousal support programs and the temporary assistance to needy family block grant program. To remain eligible for these funds, the state must maintain an approved state plan for child and spousal support. The Department of Justice estimates it will receive $85 million in federal funds for the child support program. If the state's plan is found to be out of compliance, the TANF block grant could be reduced by $5.1 million in the 03-05 biennium and $11.9 million in the 05-07 biennium. The Transportation Economic Development Committee Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2783 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
2783. Questions, comments, discussion, and objection? Hearing none. So ordered. 3231, Senator Dukes. House Bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 3231 requires the Department of Transportation to transfer the portion of identification card fees exceeding the cost of issuance to the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund. The Special Transportation Fund supports local transit programs. Current sources of revenue to the fund include a dedicated 2 cents in the state cigarette tax, federal surface transportation funds, and the general fund. The subcommittee recommends the adoption of the Dash 2 amendments, which establish an effective date of July 1, 2003, require ODOT to transfer any unexpended monies collected prior to July 1st to the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund, increase the issuance and renewal fees for identification cards by $3 effective October 1st, 2003, and require approval by a three-fifths majority vote for raising revenue. The 2001 identification card fees were established at $26 for the initial card and $22 for an 8-year renewal. As the fees were originally intended to only cover the cost of issuance, distributing the unexpended balance to the Special Transportation Fund will not reduce funding allocation to existing programs. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3231 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
3231. No objections? So ordered. 3522, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. House Bill 3522 directs ODOT to adopt rules covering restrictions and requirements on the distribution and use of monies from the Elderly and Disabled Special Transportation Fund. This bill is intended to improve ODOT's ability to ensure accountability and to provide oversight. The fiscal impact to this bill is limited to the cost of developing the administrative rules. It is expected that ODOT would intervene only in limited circumstances and to reinforce the decisions made by local governing bodies. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3522 be reported out due pass.
3522. Representative Miller, did you have a question on 3522? Okay, all right. Further discussion, objection. So ordered. Other business? couple of grants. Senator Carter.
Subcommittee recommends the approval of grant application to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention for Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Prevention with an average annual award of $300,000 to $500,000 for a time period of up to 5 years. The grant will provide funding to strengthen alcohol screening, educate consumers, establish and refine data collection, incorporate fetal alcohol screening, continue the development and implementation of community terms. There are no matching fund requirements, and if approved, the Department of Human Services will return to the Emergency Board to request an immediate physician authority and expenditure limitation. The subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
DHS grant, if I ask further discussion, objection, or none. Senator Winters.
The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve the submission of a federal grant application to the Health Resources and Services Administration for Rural Access to Emergency Devices Grant. The grant is a continuation of a pilot project funded through a Health Resources and Services Administration grant previously administered by the Oregon Office of Rural Health. The grant is for up to 5 years with an average annual award of $300,000 to $500,000. If successful, the agency would use these funds to purchase and place automatic external defibrillators in eligible rural areas and to train first responders, fire, police, emergency medical services in the use of defibrillators and cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Maybe we should have it at this panel. There are no matching funds required. If the grant is approved, DHS will return to the Emergency Board for expenditure limitation, authorization for position authority, and a description of how the funds will be split between placing the defibrillators with first responders in rural communities and training in the use of the defibrillators. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommend approval of this request.
Further discussion on the grant application? So ordered. Any other business for the committee? Thank you, everybody. It's been a good week. Appreciate your patience. Keep your sense of humor. We are adjourned.